Good morning. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's going to be a hot day today. It's going to be lots of things going on in your garden. We're just going to give you some ideas of what you can do to help prevent some issues in the gardening. So we have an exciting show for you today. Some updated global science news, which is going to be exciting. And we're going to be taking care of your gardening questions and your phone calls. You can give us a call at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. Let me know what you're doing this morning and, you know, what you're drinking for your morning breakfast. Good morning, Lizzie.
How are you?
It's been a hectic week. I am here.
I bet. Yeah, you sound like you're running left, running right, running forward, running up, running down.
I'm telling you, it was that kind of week. And, you know, the temperatures, this is summer, it's hot. I mean, it feels like it's August.
It's horrible.
Yeah. And the heat index, they're talking about 110 degrees.
They were talking about the people in Arizona. I don't know. I'm just throwing out a number like, what, 120, 130, 118. I don't remember. It's just hot. And they can't do anything during the day. Well, dadgummit, that's exactly the way I felt this week. I would walk outside. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. And it's, you know, thank goodness for air conditioning.
Yes.
And gardening books and gardening shows.
Ooh, yes, that's true.
So we can still garden. We can still get out our passion other ways. But thank God for my landscape crews. I'm just telling you, they work hard in this heat. And it's just one of those things that I just have so much admiration for the landscaping industry getting out there and working. And I appreciate them all. So Tony is trying a new seed collection from Victory Seed Company, and this is a company that is family-owned and operated, and they work to help their fellow gardeners succeed by providing popular vegetables, herbs, and flower seeds. But they also promote this new collection, and it's called Dwarf Tomato Project. And so they're very interested in preservation of rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds. And so the Dwarf Tomato Project, it's grown. These seeds are for gardeners in space-challenged areas so that they're in zero lot lines or they're in on balconies and in apartments. They still want to grow vegetables. And all these seeds are from various colors and different flavors of heirloom varieties, but the plants are compact. So the tomato varieties that Tony chose, and I'm going to be posting this on our Facebook page today, are the, the Dwarf Chamato, the Dwarf Black Angus. That sounds so good, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Dwarf Black Angus tomato, and a Dwarf Snake Bite, Kangaroo Paw Green and Yellow. And then the vegetables are Sweet Hungarian Pepper, Sumter cucumbers. So for those of you in Sumter County, you need to buy Sumter cucumbers. And I think this is more related to, Fort Sumter in South Carolina, but Sumter cucumbers. And then he bought large American flag leeks. Oh. And these are really sweet, delicious leeks. And I can't wait to try them. So he'll be planting them this week. And it's all made possible by a group of all-volunteer amateur hobby gardeners. So this was led by Craig Lee Hoyer, and he is in North Carolina, and then Petrina Nusky-Small, who is in Australia, and they did this study. They gathered volunteers from the United States and Canada, and then also from Australia, Tasmania, and New Zealand, to do this study where they grew these dwarf vegetables for a year. And this was possible because, of course, Northern Hemisphere has, you can grow the tomatoes in the spring and summer, but then the Southern Hemisphere can grow them in our fall and winter because then they're having their spring and summer.
Yeah.
So he had an all-year-round project, which made it really very, very smooth. And their work yielded 67 dwarf tomato varieties. And so I am very excited about these. I'm going to see how big they get. I'll be talking about them in the Dirty Word of the Day in the second hour. But if you're interested in learning more about the Dwarf Tomato Project or purchasing dwarf vegetable seeds, I'm going to be posting it on our Facebook page today. when I post our recordings and our podcast. So we always do a podcast of the show, and we post it afterwards. So even if you miss any of today's show, you can hear it at a later time. And so wherever you listen to podcasts, you can hear, you know, Better Lawns and Gardens. And so I just am excited about these. They look beautiful. They look delicious. And the idea of growing them in small spaces is great because I don't have a lot of space to grow vegetables in our little yard.
I had one of our broadcasters, and I don't want to say who she is in case she decides not to, but she lives up in the New York, New Jersey, and they have a small little patio. So I sent her the information. I'm like, you know, you can grow a mini garden. And she's like, what? And I'm just like, so I sent her Leah Brooks information and, you know, all the other information have. So I'm crossing my fingers that when spring comes around, she'll be able to do this. So.
How exciting. That is wonderful. It is just so many ways to go ahead and grow vegetables and grow food, even if you have small spaces. So listen to the show, go back and listen to our past shows, and we will then, you know, you'll be able to find ideas and instructions on how to grow, you know, dwarf plants that have the same harvest that a regular size heirloom plant would have, but with smaller green spaces. And so that's a little bit exciting. And so I will be posting that on there. So thank you, Lizzie, for that. That's wonderful. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Hey, neighbor, check out my yard.
It looks like an oasis. Wow, how'd you do it?
I went to qualitygreenspecialist.com. They have the best selection of shrubs and natives, cool shade trees like oaks, colorful flowering bottle brush and crepe myrtles, with the largest collection of fruit trees in Central Florida.
Quality Green Specialists?
Yep, and they're open 9 to 4 every day.
Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand.
It's your responsibility to slow down and stay cool so everyone arrives alive. In Florida, the speed limit will never exceed 70 miles per hour on highways. Last June and July alone, there were more than 100,000 crashes, with over 2,300 caused by speed. Almost 500 people died, with many more suffering serious injuries. If you speed, you could destroy your life or another's. Slow down and stay cool. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Nothing's better than taking to Florida's waterways with family and friends. But some boat operators don't realize that bow riding is extremely dangerous. It can lead to tragic accidents if someone falls overboard because of speed or direction changes. Be sure your passengers sit only in manufacturer-designated areas while underway. Their safety is your responsibility. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Florida has been decimated over the last decade and even longer with palm diseases that are taking out all of our palm trees. They're dying. And what do we do about it? Well, with us this morning is Dr. Brian Bader. He's the University of Florida Associate Professor, where he got his Bachelor of Science in Entomology at the University of Delaware. He got his Master's of Science in Entomology at the University of Florida. Go Gators. And his doctorate at the Washington State University in Entomology. So he is the science insect entomologist. He is wonderful. His current research interests include palms, tropical ornamental plants and their associated diseases and pest issues, and how to help protect our economic agriculture. And so with us right now is Dr. Bader. His team recently made global headlines with a new discovery in a search for a solution to diseases which are killing 19 different types of palm trees. Good morning, Dr. Bader. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
I am doing great. I was very impressed with the discovery you recently made, and I wanted to have you on because this is going to give hope to all of the Florida residents who love their palm trees. And I just think it's very exciting for the University of Florida to be so involved in finding solutions. And so in your research, you specialize in insect vectors. So what is a vector?
So an insect vector, or vector in general, it's any, in the biological sense, it's an organism that basically transmits or moves a harmful pathogen from one source to another. In my case, it's an insect that acquires a pathogen from one plant and moves it to another.
And so what crops and plant species do you work with? What is your research with?
My primary research is on palms and phytoplasmas. But in general, my position title is tropical ornamental plants. But really, I was hired around the time when lethal bronzing was taking off. So the focus for most of my research has been on palms.
And so you mentioned lethal bronzing. This is a disease, and it affects 19 different species of palm trees. And so what is lethal bronzing?
So lethal bronzing is a disease, it's a lethal decline of palms that's caused by a phytoplasma. And phytoplasmas are a term for a type of bacteria that basically requires a living host to survive. And there's three different strains of this phytoplasma that cause similar diseases in palms in the Caribbean. But right now, lethal bronzing is caused by one of the strains of this type of bacteria.
Okay. So how is it spread? How does the insect vector spread this disease?
So the vector for this disease is the common name is the American palm succeed. The scientific name is Plaxius crudus, and it's a tiny little plant hopper about the size of a grain of rice, and they're kind of a light yellow color over the whole body, and it's the common name for this group of insects are plant hoppers, but if you can imagine, it's a functionally, it's like a mosquito, but for a plant. They have like a little needle-like mouth part that they feed on the phloem or the sap of the palms. And because of that feeding behavior, it allows it to really effectively transmit the bacteria from one plant to another. So this species is very widespread and abundant in Florida, and the adults feed on the palms. And basically, when they land on an infected plant, they need to feed for a minimum of 2 days. The optimal access time is like 5 days. They acquire the phytoplasma, and then they jump onto a new plant and then infect it.
Wow. I did not realize that the 2 to 5 days. That's interesting. And so how many palm trees has Florida lost due to lethal bronzing?
The exact number, impossible to say, but I would estimate easily in the tens of thousands of palms have died, maybe upward closer to like not quite 100,000, but closer to that end than the 10,000 number, because it's gotten into a bunch of nurseries and where you have large plots of phoenix palms. I know they've taken a big hit, and then naturally along the roadways through the major
right.
urban areas is where the public tends to notice it. But easily in the tens of thousands of palms have died from this disease.
That's incredible. And so is there a cure or a way to treat lethal bronzing? I mean, if a homeowner has the symptoms, can they do anything?
Unfortunately, not right now. Once the plant has symptoms and is confirmed infected, the only thing to do is to rip it out immediately to try and lower the probability of it causing spread to another palm nearby. So basically, once a palm is infected, it's a death sentence. The palm will die from it. So unfortunately, we don't have a cure at the moment for the disease. The key is quick removal. And then we have some data that shows that antibiotics can be helpful in preventing infection, even though it's not 100%. But we're working towards trying to change that.
Yes, you are. And so your research made global news recently, and you and your team found a critical key in a solution, and they're calling this a turning point in research. So what was that discovery?
So we found it was kind of a happy accident, because we were looking for we were thinking we were doing one thing. We thought that the vector was using a chemical cue from the plants, because we found more vectors on infected plants than healthy plants. And that happens a lot in plant pathogen systems. So we were interested to see if there was a chemical cue that we could use to attract or deter the vector for management. But when we were doing our experiments, we started to realize that the infected plants were releasing a specific chemical signal. And palms that were nearby that were healthy and tested negative for the disease, they were responding with a different chemical signal. And these compounds are used commonly as antimicrobial treatments in post-harvest fruit. So we realized that the plants were trying to produce their own defenses to protect them against the infection with lethal bronzing.
Wow, that's really exciting. I love how plants, you know, start to let everybody know that something's going on, and that's really interesting. And so do you have any recommendations for homeowners who have healthy palms so that their palms are not, that they don't succumb to lethal bronzing?
Yeah, so I mentioned the antibiotic that is, if done rigorously and properly, can be effective at preventing an infection. It's oxytetracycline, and it's commercially available. A lot of different landscape companies offer the service. But a newer one that we have some data to support that could be helpful is treating palms with a systemic insecticide. We did some experiments with imidacloprid, and we found that with this compound, if it's fully systemic in the plant, it kills the insect so quickly that it may not allow it to acquire or transmit the pathogen itself. So we recommend these insecticides because it kind of does two things. It helps reduce the vector population overall, which is helpful to lowering disease pressure, but it also gives a kind of indirect protection to the plants by killing it before it can actually transmit or acquire the phytoplasm.
So this is something that you possibly would recommend to HOAs who have a, you know, boulevards of palm trees that they
sure.
should do. That would be the recommendation. So where does your research go next?
So at this point, one of the big questions I have that we're interested in investigating is these volatiles that the plants are using. We've noticed sometimes there'll be a group of plants and a few will be infected, and then the ones nearby look perfectly healthy and they remain fine for years, but then other palms further away on the property will start getting infected. And what I'm curious about is if these volatiles that the plants are producing as a defense are actually protecting them against infection. So the idea would be to harness these natural compounds that the plant produces, and potentially, if a plant's infected and we catch it early enough, if we inject it with a hyperdose of this natural compound, potentially being able to cure the plant from the infection. If somebody has a high-value plant that gets infected and they want to turn it around, alternatively, or I guess alongside that, the signal that alerts the palms to infection, basically going out and putting a high amount of this naturally in the environment, not injecting it, just exposing large areas of palms, kind of lying to them and tricking them to think there's an infection, so they start producing their own defenses. So that's a very cheap and easy approach to giving resistance to palms over a much larger area.
Thank you so much, Dr. Bader. I wanted to ask you real quick, you have a house full this weekend. You have three little ones. Who are they?
Well, kind of two and a half. My son and my daughter, they're here, and then my family's visiting from Delaware, and my sister has a little one on the way. So, it's a house full, but a nice surprise, and it's always exciting having little ones around.
There you go. Thank you so much, Dr. Bader. Keep up the good work. We're so proud of you and the University of Florida for tackling this research. We're listening to Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Better Lawns and Gardens and Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088.
That's 800-218-5088.
I'm so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
As a young teenage boy, I didn't even know what autism was. How do you even spell that? A few years later, I heard that a friend's cousin's son had been diagnosed with autism.
I still wasn't sure what that really meant.
When I went to college, my roommate's brother had autism. When I moved to the city for work, my best friend called me and told me his son had been diagnosed with autism. We were both in shock. I still remember the day I walked into the house and saw that look on my wife's face. I knew something was wrong. I'll never forget how I felt when she said, "Our son has autism."
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 88 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 1,000% increase in the last 40 years. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. I go to school with your children. We say the Pledge of Allegiance together. You've seen me around the neighborhood, and you've told me I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every four children in America, and I'm struggling with hunger. This problem is closer than you think. My teacher tells me we could grow up and be whatever we want. I want to grow up and be someone who doesn't go to bed hungry. There's enough food in this country to feed everyone. Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help. Every dollar you donate helps provide 7 meals for kids like me, quietly struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step, a developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens, and we just want to say we're glad you're here. And if you have a gardening question, now is the time to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. And Linda this morning, she's in Zone B. She says that she grows tomatoes, lettuce, and something else. The icon didn't come through on my text. In her arrow gardens, are there other vegetables that work? And she may try the dwarf varieties that I just mentioned. So that's really good. That's Victory Seed Company, and you can go to the Dwarf Tomato Project. And it, I will be posting links to that today, Linda, on our Facebook page. But also, too, August 19th, I have Leah Brooks coming up, and she is going to be talking about all the varieties that you can grow in your aeroponics gardening. And it's a great interview, so you want to stay tuned for that August 19th and try that. So let us know that our text line is working, and you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967. And so Mike from Fort Lauderdale, he asked that he sent an email in, and he says, Teresa, I have a lot of shade, but I would still like to grow some vegetables. He says, I get between 5 and 6 hours of sunlight in the morning and a little bit of it in the afternoon. What can I grow? And so that's a really good question, because everybody thinks of Florida as being full sunshine and hot. But you know what? We have a lot of shade, too, as well. We have a lot of oak trees and elm trees and sweet gums and sycamores. And can we grow underneath those trees? So it would be preferable to grow in a raised bed if, you know, you don't want to put them in the ground because they're going to be competing with the large tree roots. Or let's say you're in a you have a building complex around you, or you're not getting sunlight because of shade from signs or other kinds of objects. Well, here's a list that you can do. So you can grow, and this is appropriate for different seasons, so take that into consideration. If you'd like to email me, I can send you a list of what vegetables to grow at what times of the year. You can go to betterlawns.com and send me an email, and I will send you that. And so these vegetables, now, while the size and yields may be affected because of the being growing in the shade, the taste is still going to be as good. So these crops will grow in as little as 3 to 6 hours. Lettuce, arugula, spinach, broccoli, green onions and cabbages, parsley, sorrel, garlic, and mint. Mint will grow in the shade, Lizzie.
You know what? I'm telling you what. I would not be surprised.
And collards and endive, cress and cauliflower, peas and bok choy, beets and kohlrabi, Brussels sprouts and mustard greens. Again, all the herbs, thyme, coriander, tarragon, radishes, and potatoes and rhubarb, kale and turnips, Swiss chard, carrots, sweet potatoes and yams, the underground vegetables, and gooseberries, cilantro, dill, lemon balm, and strawberries and beans, blackberries, and raspberries. Oh. They will grow. Now, you will have a little bit less. They will be a little bit smaller. You'll have less yield, but you can still grow enough probably for your family to enjoy, and that's a good thing. Now, here's the caveat. You want to make sure you still have good air circulation. So we see a lot of our diseases and fungal issues in corners where the walls, the plants are planted right up against walls, and there's not good air circulation. So when you are planting in the shade, you want to space your plants out further and then make sure that the air circulation, you want to, you know, plant them away from walls so that you have good air circulation. Okay? 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680, and you are welcome, Linda. That's wonderful. And so it doesn't matter where you are in the state, if you're in South Florida, Miami-Dade, Fort Lauderdale, or on the West Coast, Tampa, St. Petersburg, or on the East Coast further north, Jacksonville or Gainesville, we would love to hear from you. And that will be, we just love to know that you're out there. So Janice in East Orlando, and she said, good morning, Teresa. Good morning. She sent me an email. And she, the last time she wrote me, it was about a St. Augustine lawn that was overrun with Bermuda grass. So she had the whole thing torn up and replaced, which is what I recommended. Good for you, Janice. I know that's a little bit of a bite, but it'll save you time and money. And just go ahead and bite the bullet and, take it out if it's so much. Most of it looks good, but she says she has a section on the side of the house toward the back that has a lot of brown spots. And I'm wondering if you could identify from these pictures. Her house faces west, so this gets afternoon sun, and I appreciate your help. Well, a couple of things, Janice. So you sent great pictures, but I need to know, one, how much you're watering. Okay, we tend to think that because we put in new turf, we have to water it every day. And this is a big pet peeve of mine, that when we have landscape companies and turf companies and even, you know, water purveyors, they will say that have automatic control of the irrigation system, they will say you're allowed to water every day for 30 days. And then even after that, you can get a variance to water another 30 days because you have new turf. That's wrong. We don't want to water every day. And so if we water every day for 30 days and then even extend that, and, you know, on top of the rain that we're getting, then the roots are never going to penetrate and go down deeper and become established. You're literally growing Janus hydroponically. So what it looks like to me is that it looks like, despite it being on the west side, it may be a little bit of overwatering and that it's kind of rotting. I looked down, blasted your picture and blew it up so that I could see it. And it looks, the turf looks really dark at the base of it. Now, if you're not watering or every day, or if you didn't water that much every day, then it might be something else, and I would need to see more pictures. But my real question to you is, how often are you watering and for how long? So if you could send that to me, Janice, I would really appreciate it. That'll help me, you know, help you better. And so here's the schedule for watering new turf. You want to water, you know, St. Augustine, Bahia grass, you know, Bermuda grass, Zoysia grass, once a day for the first week to 10 days, once a day. Now, if it's really extremely hot and we don't get rainfall, watering twice a day in the morning and in the afternoon is okay, and it's recommended. But then after that 10 days, you want to water once every 2 days, and then the third week you water once every 3 days, and by the end of that 30 days, you're on a schedule of twice a week watering if you don't get rain. You also want to make sure that you have an automatic shut-off rain device, which will shut down your system and not allow the automatic timer to come on when you've had enough rain. This is a state law since 1981. Everyone who has an automatic irrigation sprinkler system has to have a working rain shut-off device. So make sure you go out and check today. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Did you lose health insurance because of a life change, like having a baby, getting married or divorced, changes in employment, or turning 26? You may qualify for quality, affordable health insurance through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace during the special enrollment period. A certified health insurance navigator can help you find the right plan for free and without obligation. Visit us at coveringflorida.org. That's coveringflorida.org. Get help today.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful, until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying, they can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife, so it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
I love the ocean.
Me? I love a slow, winding river.
I love the lake.
Slick as glass.
But nothing compares to what you love inside the boat.
My family.
My child.
My best friend from first grade.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, pay attention. That way your favorite water will always be safe water. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm getting some great text messages here. Good morning, Joanne in Maitland, and she is an excellent gardener. She said she had wonderful success growing miniature tomato seeds from Victory Seeds in her aero garden and then transplanted to a raised bed. She had total germination and grew great-tasting small tomatoes. Tony is going to love to hear that, so that's wonderful. Joanne, thank you. She said she also bought some Burpee miniature tomato seeds, which she's about to plant in her aero garden for August planting outside. So, you know, that's really great. And so check these out. They produce small, smaller plants, but you get the same size harvest at them. So if you've had success with your miniature vegetables, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. And you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. So some of the plants that you can be planting right now, you should be already starting your tomato, eggplants, and pepper seeds for transplanting in August and September. Go ahead and get them. I was looking on several seed catalogs and through seed websites over this week, and a lot of them, they've already sold out of some of the major popular seed varieties. So check them out. Check your local mom-and-pop and independent nurseries, garden shops, and check those seeds out and get started. And this is a good time to do it, and you can do it early in the morning so that it's not too hot. And then take the rest of the afternoon off where you can look at gardening shows and
yes.
And go to our website and think about our taking our garden tour of Ireland. And if you'd like to do that, the 50 Shades of Green, the most wonderful gardens of Ireland, you can go to our website, betterlawns.com, and click on it. Find out more. We would love for you to come with us. We are all gardeners that go. We just go and geek out at the plants and enjoy and take great photographs, and we get inspiration. As a landscape designer, I love traveling to other places and countries and gardens and seeing what's growing in somewhere else, and take that and transfer it to my designs here. And you can do that. You can take similar plants that have the similar colors and shapes and sizes and find out what grows here in Florida that looks like that plant, that is fragrant, that has the same kind of textures. And then, you know, put it into your own garden. And I love doing that with landscape designs. In fact, I'm helping one of my clients, and he's going, "Teresa, I love a cutting garden. And, you know, what can I have just like up north for the cutting gardens?" And what is exciting here about Florida and our seasons is that what you grow up north in the summertime, you can grow here in Florida in the winter. So you can be growing your stock, your delphiniums, your foxgloves, your hollyhocks, All of the summer beautiful flower cutting garden you can grow here in the wintertime. And the dahlias are doing quite nicely right now. So just a lot of great, beautiful flowers that you can be growing that you can use for your own vases in your homes. And Lizzie, do you ever cut your flowers off and bring them inside?
Yes, especially my roses. Now, my other flowers, maybe some sunflowers every once in a while, but no.
It's nice to bring in. When I worked in real estate, I would bring into the office, I would cut my garden and bring it into a vase. And they would go, oh, look at this beautiful flower arrangement. You know, what floral shop did you use? And I go, my backyard. My backyard. And, you know, Florida's got so many gorgeous plants and tropical flowers. And then also the greenery, the ferns and the palm fronds and the cycad palms, like your kunti's, all provide great ornamental, beauty for your flower arrangements. And I love to see the garden clubs when they do their floral design shows and how interesting and creative they get in creating floral displays. And it's all because we can live here in Florida and have something blooming every day out of the year. So I do appreciate that. So what's blooming right now with flowers? So many beautiful plants. Angelonias, ageratums, and begonias, and blue days. Bush daisies are doing wonderfully, although I'm finding a hard time finding them. And butterfly plants like Agaricus, whirling butterflies, and then Eclepsius, your butterfly weed. Bulbine is doing very nicely. It's a succulent, and it can take the heat, take the full sun. It's a gorgeous plant to add to rock gardens or to put into a southwest garden and even your butterfly garden. They would, you know, butterflies love it. Cat whiskers, so cute. The white ones look exactly like white cat whiskers. The purple one, I've never seen a purple cat, but the purple cat whiskers are beautiful too. I love those. Coleuses. I saw a beautiful display of coleuses in Isleworth this week, and they were gorgeous around the oak trees.
I bet.
And just the henna color, the soft burgundy with chartreuse yellow on the leaves, and they had a circle around the oak trees that was about 5 feet wide, and it was all full of coleuses the same size, the same height. It looked amazing.
I bet.
Oh, it was gorgeous. And so, coleuses is a great plant. And here's the secret of coleuses, that if once they start getting taller and growing, you just snap off the top and stick it in a pot, and it will start to grow. And you can start your own coleus farm and, have lots of plants for free.
I did that with my poinsettias.
Yes.
Because you told me to last week.
Yeah, and that's good.
I hope. My fingers.
Cross your fingers. You will do great. And so chrysanthemums and Mexican heather, fire spikes are blooming right now. And those are really very nice. They're tall. You put them in the back of the border. Gaillardias and gazanias and ginger. Goldenrod is blooming right now. Impatience and Joseph's coat, which is a small Altanotheria plant. And you buy it for the foliage. The leaves are what are colorful. And it does lovely. Lantana, very strong favorite. You know, it attracts butterflies. No pest problems, no disease issues.
It's very easy to grow.
It is. And there's so many beautiful colors.
Yes.
And so, and there's native lantana. And then there's the regular lantana and the non-native. Both of them are excellent for your yard. Then marigolds. Marigolds are so easy. And once you have marigolds, you never need to buy seeds again. You just take the flowers as they turn brown, and you put them into an envelope, and you can plant them next year. Wonderful. Mexican petunias, they have the new sterile varieties out. Mexican sunflowers, tithonias. The color of the tithonia is that red-orange. You know, in the Crayola crayon box, they have the orange-red, and then they have the red-orange.
Yes.
And they're just two different colors.
They are.
The Mexican Tithonia is the red-orange color, and it's a little bit deeper. It can be a little bit more russet, but just gorgeous. And it's kind of a vine, and so you need a little bit of a trellis with it. Not a little bit of a trellis with it. You need a trellis with it or some place where it can grow. And then also moonflowers. Moonflowers are great for the summertime as a vine. They are very fragrant. If you enjoy your garden at night, which is a good time of the year for us right now to enjoy our garden at night. And so the moonflowers start to open up about 4:30, 5 o'clock, and you can literally see the bud shaking. And it's like it's waking up and it's stretching, and the bud unfurls. And the bloom unfurls, and it's beautiful. And the only thing is, on the road to Bali, the Bob Hope and Bing Crosby show, they have a song in their Moonflowers. I would sing it for you, but, you know, I'm not in key right now. It's early in the morning. But the Moonflower song is just a beautiful song. But in the movie, they have the wrong flower vines and the flowers hanging down. They are not moonflowers. But... you know, I'm the only one that noticed that, I think. And so if you're making a movie and would like to have consultation on what the flowers should be in your movie.
What your foliage should be.
Yes.
Get with Teresa.
Give me a call. And so then also ornamental sweet potatoes and sweet potatoes too. Pentas. I love pentas. And just having a bed of white, pink, and purple pentas, the butterflies will love you. Periwinkle. I'm very proud to say Tony transplanted a periwinkle for me this week, Vinca, a Madagascar periwinkle, and it has now recovered after 3 days. It is standing up straight and tall, and it looks great. Thank you for the rain, God. And so porterweed, purslane, portulaca, salvias. Oh, salvias is one of my favorite butterfly plants, reds and fuchsias, and even the blue salvias are just gorgeous. Sunflowers and Terrinias, little clown faces. They have pink cheeks and look beautiful. And, of course, the classic zinnia. And zinnias were the first flower I learned how to draw and just do all the little rings around and the petal layers. And zinnias are wonderful in the garden. And, again, save the seeds. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Hour two is coming up. Stay with us from the Florida's Entertainment and Talk and Entertainment Network.
Up to 44% of veterans say re-entry into civilian life was difficult. 20% say they experienced depression, and 6,000 vets complete suicide every year. At the Florida Veterans Support Line, over 300 veterans like you call every week for resources, referrals, and support. Veteran peers are here to take your call. One is here right now, ready to talk. You are not alone. Call 1-844-MY-FL-VET or visit myflvet.com.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.